I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, January 10th, 2025. The ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology is going mobile in 2025. In addition to the cohorts hosted at ARRL headquarters in Newington, Connecticut, there will be several sessions around the United States this year. The first, hosted by ARRL Model School Staten Island Technical High School in New York City, will be held January 21st through the 24th. The format is being refined this year from 5 days till four. That change, along with taking the show on the road, is expected to make it easier for educators to attend, according to ARRL Education and Learning Manager Steve Goodgame, K5ATA. Especially for educators, juggling a busy family life, a four-day work program near them might be an easier option than a five-day trip to New England. Plans are also being finalized for a session in Kilgore, Texas in July, and another in the southeastern U.S. The programming and support continue to evolve. We really want to support these TI graduates after they leave, so we've rolled out a Discord server so they can stay in touch with their peers who are also implementing the material they learned here, said Goodgame. Providing community support and engagement has proven key to the ongoing success from the program. Staten Island Tech High School's program is led by Everett Enriquez, KD2ZZT, a two-time ARRLTI attendee. Enriquez has helped many of his students not only get licensed, but also be generally engaged in amateur radio. Enriquez will help ARR education specialist Wayne Green, KB4DSF, teach the program. By developing the network of educators who have benefited from the program and by offering the regional opportunities, Goodgame hopes to receive more applications to attend. TI is free for educators thanks to funding from donors to the ARRL Education and Technology Fund. There is a $100 application fee if the educator is accepted. Goodgame sees a long-term benefit to wrapping genuine fun into this radio-centric curriculum. Inspiration drives innovation, so if we don't inspire young people to innovate and expose them to RF, they are not going to innovate in those fields, he said. Somebody will, it's just not going to be our kids. To learn more about the ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology and to apply to attend, head to www.arrl.org/TI.